we started off the retreat with the first instructions of the Buddha gave on mindfulness that involve knowing, sensing, and relaxing, calming, tranquility. And in a sense, these are all the what we're exploring as we go along here. And exploring how knowing can be tranquil, peaceful, easeful, even knowing agitation. We can know the agitation in a non-agitated way. Sensing dukkha, it can be sensed in a non-agitating way, sensed tranquilly. And this knowing and sensing calmly maybe is closely related to having all the time in the world to know, to sense. To be aware. And we discover as we go along all kinds of different forms of agitation, of being activated. And one form of agitation is associated with self. The very feeling and sense idea of self. Often comes with agitation. It is a kind of agitation. To recognize that it is not just the self ideas, but the self gets agitated by the experience with wanting and not wanting, by judging, the agitation involved in happily going into fantasies of grandeur, the agitation involved with fantasies of the opposite of grandeur. And this pointing, this insight into not-self is a insight into non-agitation. If there's no agitation, no activation, whatever self is not a problem. and Eve to see self as selfing, as agitation. Provides the opportunity to not get agitated, not be additionally agitated about self, whatever you're doing, dreaming up, constructing, reacting as me, myself, and mine. To not be agitated about agitation. To know. And knowing it as agitation, activation, tension, provides the opportunity to feel, to know. That where it wants to go is to be deactivated. De-agitated, de-tensed, because activation, agitation takes work, effort. And to feel and know agitation carefully, you'll feel how there's a momentum or movement towards the calming of agitation, to the settling of activation, to the release of tension. For the purposes of meditation, any concern, preoccupation with self is just agitation, nothing more complicated. So to whatever degree you can be aware, calmly, peacefully, openly, let that, maybe that will allow agitation to settle. Without needing it to settle. Whatever way that knowing, spacious, open, knowing which has a lightest touch, feather touch, just knows. That is a stepping away from participating in the agitation, knowing it. And allowing all pressure, all tension to go in the direction it wants to go. To a deactivation, a release, a calming. A coming home, If you're involved in thinking, chances are high that there's the agitation, activation of self. Not self is found in the absence of agitation. Is there any agitation? Can you know it calmly? Sense it peacefully. perhaps you can know not self in whatever is peaceful right now, wherever there's stillness, clarity, and from there you can know the agitation of self. The pressure of self. The tension of selfing. Allow it to relax. Release the holding that is self. And as the bell rings to end the sitting, you're welcome to stay sitting quietly if you like, in whatever you're ready to, for the next thing. Notice if there is any activation of self, activation of energy, of tension, excitement, energy associated with self. And what might it be like to not be activated? As you go about most things that you see and touch are free of self. There's an absence of self. The self-agitation in most things you'll encounter. There's more things in the world which are not self than might be self. If you walk outside and look at a tree, that tree is absence of self. It's an absence which is peaceful, unagitated. And perhaps you know it peacefully, or you might get some activation. I'm a great looker on trees. Boy, am I ever good at looking at trees. Or, I'm terrible at looking at trees. Because as soon as I do, the self gets activated. Or, I think I want that tree. I wonder if we can move it home. Or can I put my name on it so people know it's mine? They should stay away from it. These are all activations. There's an inner pressure, inner tension, inner agitation. It's possible to know that activation without getting pulled into questions. Is there not a self? It just seems to feel the dukkha of having these kinds of ways of thinking or feeling or wanting. And luckily, if you feel it carefully, respectfully, luckily there is in it, in the tension itself, a movement to release, to deactivate. And allowing yourself to be present, to feel, to sense, to know, in a way that allows for the release, or the relaxing, the settling. And if this discussions about self and not self evokes protest around self and not self, what it is or isn't, and probably the protest is just more agitation, and you get to choose whether you want to be agitated or not around this. Thank you.